from Sky Racing. Ali Mosley, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we on this Monday?
Very well. Let's go. Wes, Paul Ellie winning the Group 1 Winterbottom. What did you make of the performance?
Oh, it was making me nervous, that's for sure, if I'd backed him. I hadn't backed him, but a super run, just such a late swoop, timed to perfection, and he gets his illustrious Group 1, so great for the team. I know Sim Dilmy, who travels all of Godolphin's horses and has for some time now, does such a great job with them when he travels them, and they seem to have a really good strike rate, particularly when they go west and when they go north to Queensland. So no doubt great for the team and just caps off what's been an enormous spring carnival for them. But he's a beautiful horse, Paul Ellie, isn't he? He's such a stunning, stunning individual.
Ali, who caught your eye coming out of Rose Hill on Saturday?
So actually the horse that I had on top in the feature in the Festival Stakes, the former Hong Kong galloper, Sunshine Rising, he caught my eye. In fact, he ran the third best last 600 of the meeting and he had to do the most work coming out wide. And what I noticed, actually, I love this. So he's had three different names. So he had, I think he was Sun or Rise or something like that in Hong Kong. Then he was Landfall when he came back here. And now he's Sunshine Rising, so they call him Harold. I said, does he have a stable name? Because the poor bugger's probably forgotten what his actual name is. And his trapper said, yeah, his name's Harold. So I thought that was particularly cute. But he was the one I'd like to follow. He got really warm in the yard too, which, you know, they can do when they come back from Hong Kong. So I think he'll only improve once he settles back here and acclimatises to life in Australia. And I just thought it was an enormous run in the Festival Stakes. So we'll certainly follow him out of that race. And there was one other I particularly liked, and that was Through the Cracks. I thought that was a massive run. Just a similar story, had to do extra work and ran really good sectional times Through the Cracks. And a sneaky one, or perhaps a sneaky one I'd like to think, maybe one who a few of the experts might miss, is Monty Ditto. So we'll follow Monty Ditto as well and hopefully get a bit of a price about him next time.
Yeah, and what did you make of the winner though, Daz Run? Impressive, and also Zethus as well in the starlight.
I gave Daz Run, if I'm completely honest, not a lot. I've never been his biggest fan, and I thought that the trip wouldn't suit, fell apart in the yard. He obviously is an entire, so he wears the stallion chain in the yard, but he was just an absolute lather, and I thought, oh my goodness, if you'd backed him, you'd be nervous now. And so in all honesty, I didn't give him much Daz Run, but it was a great run from him and a well overdue win, no doubt. And of course he's Regally bred out of Golden Slipper winner Moss Fun as well by Frankel, so no doubt they'll be very happy to get some black type on the page for him. So that, I mean, it was super. He certainly deserved that win. And then Zethus, who's been so consistent, I think Brad Gray had him on top too, one of our Sky experts. He's a super horse as well. He's been sort of low level flying and another deserved win from him.
Did you catch the Japan Cup yesterday?
You know what? I had a day off. I went and played with Foles yesterday, so I didn't watch. I had a day off racing. I lie, though, because I did watch Newcastle, and I had an each-way bet on one of Kim Ward's horses, and what was his name? He's a done deal colt, and I backed him, and I thought, I like this horse. I think as a three-year-old, he'll go all right. Anyway, he ran second, so I completely lie. I was punting at Newcastle yesterday, but I did not watch the Japan Cup.
Ryan Moore, another win for him. When you talk best jockeys in the world, I mean, we're obviously biased and have J-Mac well and truly up there, but Ryan Moore's certainly very, very close, no doubt about that. But, Ali, we will get your mail on Friday. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks, team.